What is it like to be one of the Jehovah Witnesses?
Yeah, well, as we touched on earlier, it doesn't mean that you can't enjoy life. The Bible calls God a happy God, and, you know, life is a gift. So, you know, we should enjoy life.
Accept it for the gift that it is.
Absolutely, you know. But at the same time, we need to respect life. And, you know, if we follow God's guidelines, we believe that's the way you show respect for life. So, you know, the Bible tells us that although there's nothing wrong, for example, with consuming alcohol, you know, heavy drinking and drunkenness is something that the Bible does prohibit. The Bible gives wise guidelines for life.
Why would Jehovah's Witnesses go from door to door?
Okay. Well, I can guarantee it's not that we're going door to door trying to annoy people anyway. That's for sure. It really is an expression of our faith. It's an expression of love for God. Through the scriptures, Christians are commanded to share their faith with other people, especially this good news of the kingdom. This good news of the kingdom will be preached on all the inhabited earth. That's what Jesus said before the end comes. So we also want to show love for neighbour because we do believe that God is going to bring about an end, that Jesus will.
And is it easy going from door to door?
No. And I've been doing it now for about 25 years and I still don't find it easy. But it's enjoyable at the same time. Yeah, it's a bit of a mixed bag, you know. Even today, for example, I was out doing it this morning and I met a man who said that he did appreciate the Bible. And, you know, I expressed gratitude for meeting such a person. And he actually brought one of his Bibles to the door because he said he had an Irish Bible, which was nice, you know. So I was able to read him a couple of verses, Ascoelga.
Well,
sure. Which was quite nice as well. So, yeah, so it has its enjoyable moments. There are times when people make it known that they don't really appreciate your presence. But we understand that too. We do call it a preaching work and we do preach the good news of the kingdom. But we want to listen to people as well.
Yeah.
And if we can share a scripture with them that'll help them to cope with some problem that they're undergoing, we want to do that. And actually, even if we can help people in some practical way, be keen to do that as well. You know,
maybe you are at the door when somebody actually does need to chat.
Yeah, we would have come across situations where people would have been praying for help and one of Jehovah's Witnesses has called. There's many cases like that have been documented around the world. I think in Ireland, you know, we're very traditional people and we find change very, very hard. And I think people also have this fear, perhaps, of being seen talking to Jehovah's Witnesses, you know, that people might think that they're going to change religion and religion is such an emotive subject in Ireland as well. I encountered a young man a few years ago. He's gone to college here and I remember having a discussion with him about the scriptures and sharing with him what I thought was interesting information. He was finding it interesting too. And then he says, I can't believe it. I've been talking to you for the last 15 minutes and, you know, I'm a Catholic and I shouldn't be doing this. And this was a young man. This is relatively recently. So it just goes to show that even still amongst young people today, there is this fear and this, you know, there's a powerful tradition there. But really what we're encouraging people is to look more closely at the Bible. We're not saying to anybody that they have to give up their belief in God or their belief in Jesus at all. It's just that we would feel that the scriptures direct us to worship God in a different way and to follow Jesus in a different way than they've been taught. And we were inviting people to look at that.
Yeah, to look at it. I mean, you don't have to make a decision straight away, but just Jehovah's Witnesses refuse blood transfusions.
Yes.
What is the reason for that, then?
Okay, well, I'm glad you asked me that question because when people hear this, they feel that, you know, these people are callous, that they don't care about life and they don't care about the lives of their children, but that's absolutely not true. We accept the vast majority of medical treatments. And the reason that we don't accept blood, it centres around our belief in Jesus Christ, that he was a real person, he came to this earth, that he died for us and his blood was poured out on our behalf. So we have great faith in that, the saving power of his blood. And the scriptures throughout say that to consume blood would be wrong. But that doesn't mean that we, you know, we have some kind of death wish. Not at all. People would be aware of recent high-profile cases in the media where hospitals have gone to court to get a court order because they feel it's necessary to give a blood transfusion. But what people don't realise in all three of the more recent cases is that even though the hospitals got the order to transfuse blood, that in none of those cases was blood actually given. And the Jehovah's Witness community in Ireland are very grateful to the many skilled medical professionals who are willing to use very effective alternatives. So, you know, there are ways of treating people without resorting to blood transfusion. We just appeal to the medical community to go that route.
And would this have always been the belief of the Jehovah's Witness going back in time?
Well, even the first century Christians, one of the ways that the Romans, who persecuted Christians initially, one of the ways they would test to see who was a Christian and who wasn't, is they would offer them sausage which had blood in it. And of course, the Christians wouldn't eat it, so they would get thrown to the lions. We believe this goes back a long, long way. But I just want to emphasize the point that, you know, we do care about our children, we do care about health, we do care about taking care of ourselves, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, that would make sense. You're promoting a way of life, a healthy way of life, a considerate way of life for other people. Why would you want not to have medical treatment if that was what was necessary? But what you're saying is,
please give us the gold. It's doctors call it the gold standard. It's I spoke to a doctor recently in Portiuncla, and he said he wouldn't take blood himself. There are 50 centres for bloodless medicine and surgery in the United States. There are 10 in the United Kingdom. And in these centres, they can perform complex surgeries, even liver surgeries, without using blood. So it can be done, and we just appeal to those physicians to help us out as best as they can, you know.
It's a question that I'm sure lots of people would like to know the answer to, and I don't know, thank you very much. Time for a little bit more music. What do you think?
Great, I'd love it.
Would you like
if you could play some more? Yeah, this is a song called God's Wondrous Works, and it's a song which praises God for his wonderful knowledge and his power and his desire to know each one of us intimately.
Hearts were down in writing.
done. Maybe we'll chat a little bit about the Jehovah's Witness congregation here in Athlone.
Yeah.
You're on the Leinster side of town.
On the Leinster side, yeah, close to Willow Park and the AIT. It's a hall where we gather together to worship God by means of, you know, discussing His Word, the Bible, listening to it being read and explained, and where we would make expressions of our faith as well as we would. And it's called a Kingdom Hall because at this moment in time, the scriptures indicate that the work of a Christian is to talk about the kingdom.
There would be Kingdom Halls all over the world.
Yeah, in pretty much every country in the world, including many of the Asian countries where Christianity wouldn't be the predominant religion. We've got Jehovah's Witnesses in places like Pakistan and in many other Muslim countries as well. All over the world, Japan, Australia, South America, everywhere in the world. Yeah.
As a lay person who would not be part of the Jehovah's Witness congregation, would I be welcome to attend a Jehovah's Witness meeting?
Absolutely. There's nothing secretive going on there. The door is open and you're welcome to come in and we'll find a seat for you. And there'll be nobody looking for money from you. There'll be no collection plate passed. It's a very welcoming place, and the building itself is modestly furnished. There are no statues and nothing that might cause people to feel uncomfortable. We're having extensive renovations done, so it's going to look even better than ever.
Okay, so you've heard it here. You're welcome to join at the Kingdom Hall in Clone. You also have a football team.
Well, we don't have a team, but, you know, the Willow Park Football Club is just beside the hall there, which that just happens to be a coincidence. But again, there's absolutely no problem with being a religious person and having a love for life and enjoying your sport, your entertainment, your art, whatever it is that you like to do, you know.
And would you play other teams or just play one?
Well, because we spend much of our time... I would spend a lot of my time now in the preaching work. You know, it just wouldn't be feasible, really, to be part of a club.
Don, I hate to say this, we've run out of time.
Maybe you can have me back for part two.
I mean, no problem with that. But before we go, you have a beautiful piece from the Bible.
Yeah, again, it's from the Catholic Living Bible. It's Isaiah 48 and it's verse 18. It says, "Oh, that you had listened to my laws, then you would have had peace flowing like a gentle river and great waves of righteousness." So it's just a reminder again that the laws and the principles in the Bible can actually contribute to our enjoyment of life.
Donal, thank you very much. We also have another piece of music, another song. Would you like to introduce that for us?
Sure, it's called My Father, My God and Friend.
I am His word.
Donald Keegan, thank you very much for joining me on the Faith this afternoon.
It was an absolute pleasure, Ursula. Thank you very much.